wishing then. I can't help but wish I knew you then, but I guess I know you now. It looks as if I've stumbled right into the palm of your hand. Hey you, hey Mr. Knock on my door. I'm sorry that I've been emotions galore. Am I crazy for wanting a little bit more? A little more of you, a little more of you. This feeling's hard to ignore. Please say you'll never get bored. Can you blame me for wanting a little bit more? A little more of you, a little more of you. Say that it's the same. Take a drill right to my brain. Oh, the way it did just yesterday. I guess I get it now. It looks as if I stumbled right into the palm of your hand. Hey you, hey Mr. Knock on my door. I'm sorry that I've been emotions galore. Am I crazy for wanting a little bit more? A little more of you, a little more of you. This feeling's hard to ignore. Please say you'll never get bored. Can you blame me for wanting a little bit more? A little more of you, a little more of you.
That was A Little More by Alessia Cara, and I really like that song. I think she has interesting lyrics, like the line emotions galore I think is pretty cool. Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm coming to you live today from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Sarah, and this is Feeling Sounds. This is a radio show where I talk about indie music and the way that it makes me feel. So today's a special day. I have one announcement. It's my mom's birthday, and I think she's listening right now. So hi, Mom. Love you. Happy birthday. I'm excited to see you soon. And that was my interviewee clapping, if you heard that. His name is June Miller. How you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous.
Cool. So June is a musician, and he has the stage name Beached Boy. Is that correct?
Si.
Cool. So we're going to be doing an interview and playing some of his music. He also collaborates with a lot of cool people, so we'll be talking about that. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that in a little while. Okay, so this next song that I have for you guys is called Split by Candid. And the voice of... Okay, so I know that this band is like, they're very young men. So the singer's voice kind of reminds me of One Direction, but like in a good way. And... this song is like sexy tropical resort hotel room music. So hope you enjoy. This is Split by Candid.
I lay it all down. Still you don't choose one but two. going down an endless loop. 'Cause whatever I say or do, I always run back to you. There are two roads that you can take, but following you is a mistake. Oh, you're loving off of me. Tell me why it's been empty seems. Love ain't what you want to be. Why can't you be here for me? We said we'd say goodbye, but I'll give it another try. Don't promise another lie of love. Oh, you're loving all for me. Tell me why it's lit at the scene. Love ain't what you want to be. Why can't you be here for me? Oh, you're loving all for me.
Everything seems far and I'm alone. No, I'm not mad, but I've been mistreated. I gotta leave and let these wildflowers grow. Like the memory of your mother, you are fleeting. And I'm sure your mind is filled with thoughts unfair. And I have a soft spot for those who are bleeding. But I'm afraid that is a trait that we don't share. Never left me far from wounded, but these paper cuts are slowly building up. Oh, don't knock out all my wind and slow my movement, 'cause I fear the way I feel without your touch. Sweep my words up off the floor. Oh, I'm not having fun here anymore. Thank you. outside my bed, you don't seem to care. But they don't know what it's like to lay with someone who understands the family tragedies you bear. Sweet my words above the floor. Oh, I'm not having fun here anymore. Sweet my words above the floor. Oh, I'm not having fun here anymore.
You just heard Not Having Fun by Kate Gillespie, and before that you heard Split by Candid. So Not Having Fun by Kate Gillespie kind of reminds me of Kacey Musgraves, like her voice and the country vibes. And it also reminds me of the meme where he's like, I'm straight up not having a good time because not having fun anymore. So I don't know. I like that song. There's something very peaceful about like the rising and falling country tones. So that's a really good one.
Need to talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free, one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
All right, so today I have an interviewee with me. Hello, June. How's it going?
It's going fabulous. Mwah. Thank you for having me on the show.
Of course. Thank you for being here. So before we begin, do you want to give a little bit of an introduction for yourself and like what you do here at UBC and all that good stuff?
Oh, man. Yeah, sure. Okay. So I'm originally from Philadelphia. And not really Philadelphia. I should say Wilmington, Delaware, but no one knows where that is.
Yeah.
It's like, it's 30 minutes south of Philly. I'm basically from Philly. So there we go. Philly local, you know, I know what a cheesesteak is. I know what's up. I get Wiz.
Cool.
If you know what Wiz is, shout outs to you.
I don't know what Wiz is, but maybe.
Oh, man, it's fantastic. Ready? They melt down cheddar until it's this, like, beautiful liquid. They add some, like, I don't know, some spices, I guess, like onions maybe. It's delicious. It looks like it's fake cheese, but
wow. It sounds kind of gross.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you go to Philadelphia, go to Pat's King of Steaks, get a cheesesteak with Wiz on it. They'll say with without the H. It'll be like wit whiz. Really funny. Anyway, yeah, so those are my roots. Philadelphia, baby. Mwah. Love
cool.
It. Love it. And I came out to Vancouver because Vancouver is really pretty. And
yes.
I love beautiful things. So that's why I'm at Vancouver. But, I'm really at Vancouver to be studying at UBC. I'm currently an art student. I'm studying media studies, but I'm transferring into forestry for wood products processing.
Cool.
Very cool. Very official.
Exciting.
I know. And in my free time, I make music and I skateboard. And that's, you know,
cool.
That's what we do.
Awesome. Okay. So what does your music mean to you and why do you make it?
I mean, whew. Wow. The tough questions.
getting really deep right away.
So basically, I have this like idea that like to like cope with your insanity, I guess, when like you're alone and lonely and by yourself doing nothing. As humans, we put our faith, our time, and our energy into like various activities. And through these activities, you can like get really proficient at them to an extent where it becomes part of you and it like represents your experience and it becomes very expressive. So for me, like, it just so happens to be that, like, music and skateboarding are those activities that I've, like, become relatively proficient in, where, like, I have all these, like, background skills in them, and then I can, like, go out into an environment and just, like, put together all the things I'm thinking about, and it becomes like a very like cathartic experience of just like in the moment raw expression of like what I'm feeling that day and like all that kind of stuff. So like, I don't know, it's just like it's a part of who I am. Like I don't know what I would be without playing music.
Okay.
Because yeah, but like there's not like necessarily like too much meaning behind like each individual song. It's more of just this like snapshot of like where I am.
Okay, so would you say, like, can you, like, discuss your writing process a little bit then?
Yeah, for sure. My writing process is, so another one of the things, so back in Philadelphia, I was in this Frank Zappa cover band as a part of School of Rock, Wilmington, Delaware. Shout out Eric Svalgard. Anyway, yeah, so I was playing lots of, like, prog rock, goofy, weird time signatures, technical hard stuff to play. And because of that, I, like, really focused on just, like, sound, not necessarily on, like, lyrics.
Okay.
So, like, when I write all my songs, they start first from, like, me just playing, like, music. And then I, like make a song, and then I, like, show it to people, and they're like, well, Brian, where are the lyrics? You're not singing, man. And I'm like, ah, you're right. I guess I do have to add vocals. And then I usually, like, write lyrics, and they're goofy.
I mean, you don't have to write, you know, vocals. Like, have you ever written just an instrumental song and, like, left it at that?
Yeah. I do that plenty of times. I mean, like, for all the songs that, like, are released, there's, like, 5 to 10 more that are, like, unreleased that are just, like, for fun.
Okay. So you said that you have goofy lyrics. What do you mean by that?
Oh, they're just, like, lighthearted, playful, you know. They're I'm not saying anything that's like groundbreaking or earth shattering.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I just like try to keep it wholesome, try to keep it positive and like, ooh.
Cool. Yeah. What would you say is like the weirdest song you've ever written? Because you have some funky song titles. Like, there's this one called Dogman ZZZ Sheepman. Like, I don't even know what that means. So what's the weirdest song you've ever written?
I mean, like, weird in what sense?
Like, just, like, you felt like it was weird, but you were like, this is good weird, you know?
I have this one song called, like, it's like a weird, what would that be? Less than sign, don't listen to this, greater than sign.
Okay.
That one is, like, it's kind of weird.
What is it about?
Oh, it's just a... Okay, so the whole project about like the don't listen to this song title, it's a whole series.
Oh, okay.
And basically, I have this challenge where every time I sit in a plane, I open up GarageBand, I open up all the goofy MIDI sounds that they have, which sound really awful, and I try to make them work.
Okay.
In some cohesive way. So then I like make a song on the plane.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, it passes the time really great. I have 2 so far. They're both not really the best, but don't listen to this one is really funny.
Okay.
I think it's really funny. I don't know.
Okay, cool. So the first song we're showcasing by you today is called, called Waiting for You to Respond to My Drunken Texts. Can you give the background story behind that song?
Oh, for sure. Okay, so this one, the whole concept of it is it's the same loop. It's a groovy loop at that, but it's the same loop, like, playing over and over again that I, like, mash together. And it gradually, like, goes down in pitch and goes down in tempo. And the whole thing about that is, like, at first, you know, you're drunk, you're a little tipsy, you send out a nice little text message. It's obviously, like, the funniest text message you've ever sent out in your life. And you're so hyped to, like, get this response. You're like, oh, this response is going to be great. They're going to appreciate my text message and my comedic humor, my comedic value.
Right.
But then they don't respond, and you're getting a little impatient. And then all of a sudden you're like, huh, I guess they're not going to respond, and you have to live with that.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, it's about finding that balance.
Okay, very relatable stuff.
I know.
Cool. Okay, so this is Waiting for You to Respond to My Drunken Text by Beach Boy.
Thank you.
You just heard Waiting for You to Respond to My Drunken Text by Beached Boy, and I have him here with me right now.
Much love.
All right, so June, my next question for you is, what inspires your writing? Where do you get ideas from?
I get ideas from sitting alone in my room being really bored.
Okay.
There you go. It's like, yeah, I guess that's like the best explanation for it. Like, you just gotta like take time to invest into your music, and that's like where it comes from.
Okay, so it's very much like you sit down and you're like, I'm gonna write a song today, rather than like you're walking around and you're like, oh, there's a tree, I better write a song about that tree, kind of thing.
Yeah, like I
okay,
it's a lot more intrinsic to like music making.
Okay.
Than like some like it's not like I like see the heavens, I'm like, oh, I've seen the light, must I must write this down in song.
Okay, cool. So what are your music career goals, if you have any?
Well, I am making music right now because I really like it, and it's a part of who I am, and it's super sick. And I'm just hoping to, like, keep it at least at that for, like, the rest of my life. Like, I want to make sure it's something that's, like, important to me. However, I'm not really sure if I have what it takes to do the whole music thing, but I sure do get a kick out of doing it.
Okay.
So, you know, like, if it works out, that'd be rad.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'd choose that in a heartbeat. I'd be able to, like, invest myself in this, like, every day, all the time.
Okay.
But if it doesn't work,
Yeah. So you do a lot of collabs with people, and you have multiple bands going on. Do you want to talk about those?
Oh, jeepers. Yeah, sure. So while I'm doing this whole Beached Boy thing, I'm also playing in this band called Good Nitrogen with my buddy Ryan and my buddy Shane and my buddy Hassan.
Okay.
All great lads. But basically, they're going to be like kind of frustrated with me for making this comparison because it's what we get all the time. But for those of you who are like, you know, trying to figure out what we sound like, imagine American football.
Is that a band?
It's a band.
Okay.
They're like a math rock, like, post-emo band.
Okay.
You know. Anyway, yeah, that's the way, like, everyone describes our sound. They're like, oh, like, do you guys listen to American football? And, like, they always are like, ah, oh, yeah.
So you said math rock.
Oh, yeah, math rock.
Can you explain what that is? Because you've explained it to me before, and I still don't really understand it. And
oh,
I know
for sure.
A lot of the listeners might not understand it either.
So, like, basically, while we're, like, playing our instruments, we whip out our calculators, our TI-84s, and we, like, crunch some quadratic equations. Super sick. But, no, actually, it's, like, So what progressive rock is to rock is probably like this, like a same or like similar relation to like post emo punk and like math rock, you know?
Okay.
So like math rock has its roots in like really like emo punky music, but they just like take it to the extreme and they like add like weird time signatures, like super crazy tapping licks, and like it kind of turns very like mathematical while they're writing it. It's like they use like numbers, interval theory,
okay,
all this kind of stuff. And when you listen to it, it sure, like, sometimes it just sounds like computers malfunctioning because of, like, how fast these guys are playing guitars.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah. It's definitely an interesting way to, like, describe music as, like, math rock.
Yeah.
You know? But I think it's very fitting.
So what role in that band do you play?
Oh, I slap the bass.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I'm nowhere near, like, technical enough on a guitar to pull off the things that are needed for that band.
Right.
However, on bass, things are a little easier. You got, like, you know, one string at a time to worry about. Easy.
Cool. And then you also are doing another collab.
Ah, true.
So what is going on with that one?
Well, I met this dude at the skate park.
Okay.
His name is Robbie Peterson. Robert Bobbert. And I've just been going over to his house. It's called the Bog House. And let's see. I first met him musically because he was holding a house show at his place. And my band Good Nitrogen was playing. And I, like, met him at the skate park before. And I pull up to the house and I see Robbie. I was like, oh, like, I've seen this guy before. So yeah, that was kind of cool. Like, we like exchanged numbers and contact info, and then I started going over more and more. This almost sounds like an addiction story. Oh my goodness. Anyway,
addiction to Robbie.
But yeah, so like we just like hang out pretty frequently, and we just like make music every time that we're together, and we like gradually started recording things, and now we're like recording things together, and hopefully we'll have some super sweet stuff to release in the future. Robbie is a real wizard when it comes to like production and like logic, you know, and like using all that kind of stuff. It kind of boggles my mind. I have like no idea how he does it. He's like really good with recording. And on top of that, he's just amazing lyricist, amazing guitar player, kind of a genius, ahead of his time, great kid, love him to death.
Does sound like a Robbie addiction a little bit.
Shh.
So you mentioned that your band is math rock. What would you say is like the mood or genre of your individual music?
Ooh. In my SoundCloud description, I think I say like indie 500. It's a joke.
What is 500?
Well, because you know that famous car race, the Indy 500, where they have those like super crazy like Formula One cars going vroom. Yeah, it's just a pun on that.
Okay,
it's like Indy and then 500.
Okay. That makes sense.
Sounds really stupid saying it
no.
in person, but anyway, yeah, like I would say it's just like indie noisy like music.
Okay.
It's inspired a lot by like Philly and like Duster.
What's Duster?
Another band.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say I don't know, maybe it's just because it's called Beached Boy, but I get like lazy beach vibes as well.
Oh, that is Precis Monto, correct.
Perfect. Okay, so the next song we have by you is called Black Flannel Shirt. Can you introduce that one?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, so this one, you asked me about like what I was inspired by earlier. This one, I was wearing the same flannel shirt over and over again, and then I just like left it on my floor, and I was like, you know, it deserves more respect than just being left on the floor. It deserves a song. I should write a love story about my flannel shirt.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, I did that. At this point in my life, I was really uncomfortable with the way that my voice sounded recorded. I think part of this was I was always using my like Apple headphones to record my voice, and that it just doesn't work. It,
yeah.
Like, really hard to make it sound good. Anyway, so I was playing around with like using the voice as an instrument, and to get this effect, I just like put a bunch of like different like plugins and like pitch correctors and delays and shit on it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh
okay.
My goodness, I feel so terrible.
No, it's
immoral,
okay.
Boy. Anyway, yeah. So I just kind of like played around with like the sound of my voice. Oh, another thing, I played the track really fast, then I downpitched it and slowed it down, and it sounds really goofy. So
cool. I'm
fun
excited.
Stuff.
I'm
experimental.
Yeah. Okay, so this is Black Flannel Shirt by Beach Boy.
I'm scared. Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on. Sugar,
let's get it on. So June, you said, oh, yes, we are back on air.
ring, hello.
Yeah, you said you wanted to give a shout out.
Oh, that's right. I think my lovely parents are listening all the way back in Wilmington, Delaware from our humble abode. And I just wanted to say, mwah, love you guys a bunch. Thank you a lot.
Adorable.
And, yeah.
Cool.
He's my number one supporters.
He's doing a little praise thing with his hands right now. You guys can't see it, but
oh,
I can.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. This is only audio.
Oh, that's okay. So, do you get musical background from your parents? Or, like, where do you get your inspiration for going into music?
This is funny. My dad always, whenever he asks, someone asks about like his musical abilities, he always goes, well, I can play the stereo pretty darn well. Goofy guy. But both my parents, they don't play music, but my mother, I think, insisted that I played piano when I was like a real youngin'. And I was super down with it because my older sister is playing piano and I thought she was the coolest person in the world. And I was like, wow. She's playing piano. I want to play piano. So I started playing piano because of that. And then later I realized that my older half-brother was playing bass. And I was like, whoa, he's in a band? Whoa. That's so cool. So I like picked up a guitar and tried to learn guitar and found out guitar is really hard.
Yeah.
And, you know. But, I'm was mostly inspired for like starting by like my siblings
because okay.
Like they started and like we're doing things with it and I just thought it was like so cool. Little me, like 6-year-old me, imagine, you know, running around. I was just like, whoa, blown away by the abilities of my older siblings. So
cool. And how many instruments can you play?
I can play a bunch of instruments. I wouldn't say that like I'm really terribly amazing at them, you know, like I'm pretty bad at guitar, if you ask me. Like, I'm a very average guitar player. Like, every once in a while, I'll stumble upon, like, a chord. I'm like, ooh, that's cool and original. But, like, it's not like I can, like, shred or, like, lay down some tracks. But, I play guitar. I play piano. And I play saxophone.
Oh.
I'd say I'm, like, most proficient on saxophone, considering I got, like, this, like, jazz teacher person that would always come over and we like played music together and he was great guy, Joe Harris. I know like all my music theory from him. Super awesome dude. My technical skills are best on saxophone. I also play drums.
Oh.
That's new. Drums, I'm just feeling it out. I have no idea what I'm doing. You guys will hear in a couple tunes, I think, me playing drums, and it's quite honestly hilarious. Like so out of time, it sounds like I'm really drunk. I swear I'm sober while I'm playing them. It's just that, like, playing drums is a tough one. I kind of like the way it sounds, you know? It sounds like I'm, like, fighting to, like, hold the beat. But it's interesting.
That's cool. Yeah. Do any of your Beach Boy songs have saxophone on them?
No, not yet.
Do you play?
Yeah. It's just because, like, I haven't had, like, the means to record saxophone. Because, like, I've only been using my, like, laptop speakers or, like, my headphones. I recently got an audio interface and a microphone. However, I couldn't use it this year because I was on residence at UBC, and every time I played music that was, like, louder than 2 decibels, my RA would come over and be like, hey, can you quiet down?
Even in, like, the middle of the day?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Or like people would come over and be like, yo, like, I'm trying to study. And I'd be like, ah.
Oh.
Okay.
That is unfortunate.
I know. And like, especially when I'm playing saxophone. Saxophone's loud. You can't get around it. So I haven't like played too much sax, like recording wise, but.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the first time you ever wrote a song? And if you do, what was it about?
Oh, I remember when I was like 5 years old, I like wrote lyrics to a song and my mother like framed it or something. It was so embarrassing. I wrote it as this like very private, just like, ooh, what would a rock star like do?
Aww.
You know, as like a 5 year old, and I like wrote the, oh man, she must have been a proud mama. I'm not sure if that artifact still exists. I hope it has been recycled or burned or incinerated.
Do you remember what the lyrics were at all?
Oh, something real cheesy about like wanting to be famous or something.
Oh, okay.
Know. You know, like 5 year old stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
anyway,
fun.
The first song I wrote was called Beach Girl. And I had this concept album where I was going to write an album called Girls and then write an album called Boys.
Ooh.
And there would be all the people in my life that are important.
Right.
You know, but I didn't do that because I'm lazy, and that was difficult, and I was like, wow. So instead, I just wrote a song called Beach Girl, which it's like this like plea to some future, you know, some future lady.
Oh, I see.
It's like the whole lyrics, it's like a beach boy and a beach girl meet up, and it's like a cute
little... Oh, that's
little,
cute.
I know. It's real cute. Ah, man. Love to see it.
So you keep talking about like these concepts behind your music, and it kind of reminds me of Frank Ocean. Do you listen to him?
Whoa, Frank Ocean. Oh, geez. I mean, I listened to a couple of songs by him, like Crack Rock. Ooh, that song is so good.
Yeah,
I think
one.
Is what it's called, right?
Yeah, that's yeah. Yeah.
But like, other than that, like I haven't like listened intently to him to like know like song titles and stuff. Like I generally know like his albums, like Blonde without the E.
Right.
I listened to that. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, so then what artists do you admire and like take inspiration from?
Ah, well, Alex G. If you guys know Alex G, he's a Philly representative. I really, really like Alex G's music. He's super interesting, and it's like very, very self-expressive. And yeah, he's been really inspirational to me. Of course, Mac DeMarco. I mean, like, how can you be making music as, like, a teenager in this era and, like, not love Mac DeMarco? Like, I know it sounds cheesy, but, like, at the end of the day, like, what his whole thing is, he's, like you know, documenting the youth experience. And it's just super raw, super spontaneous, and, like, not very well thought out, but it's in this, like, beautiful way where it's just, like, ah, I'm a teenager. I'm making loud noises, blah. And like, it's so sick. Like take a listen to like Makeout Videotape, like one of my favorite albums. It's like fantastic.
Cool. Okay. So the next song we have by you is actually from your collab with Robbie Peterson.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah. It's called Out on a Seaplane. And then you said that your band is called Wine Tasting.
This is true.
Yeah. So can you tell us the story of Out on a Seaplane?
So Out on a Seaplane, I was playing this guitar lick. I've been meditating on this series of chords for quite some time, and I had never had any idea like what to do with it. So I took it over to Robbie. I was like, hey, bud, I got these chords. They're nice and mellow. Let's see what we can do with them. And he ended up liking them, and like we like recorded everything. So I recorded all the instruments. I mean, like he did all like the audio, like, you know, production stuff. That's why it sounds good. Shout out to Robbie. And then Robbie, lyrical genius, mastermind with the vocals. He took that microphone and he made some magic happen. And now it sounds really great. So
cool.
So the drums are, shout out to Robbie's organ, the drum machine. Beautiful.
Okay, cool. So this is Out on a Seaplane by Wine Tasting.
Thank you. more time to explain. You've got no surprise on your face. We found no release bit. We've made no escape. The ground's busy fading to grease stains. The town let me leave for a day. Pounds like a beast, babe, and I'm only guiding the cage. There are no views to the east, babe. I'm out on a seaplane. I'm out on a seaplane.
Hello, and my name is Robbie Peterson. Welcome back. This is a little song I wrote about taking your time.
That's new you can't afford, and you've got room in your court, and you've been getting through September slowly, walking for a lifetime, maybe more. Why don't I hop in and we can find the shore? Oh, and all my skin is gray and all my hair is on the floor, and there's a void inside the room. Will you say we did not hesitate to walk on off into that baby blue? Will you come with me to Santa Cruz? Oh no, will you come with me to Santa Cruz? Well, a bed can turn a dance floor, and a morning don't come easy, and my supervisor's always on my case. Well, she'll find out what I stand for when I snooze it 18 minutes more, just to take you to that certain special place. Can you guess what that place is? It's right by the ocean. Something to show you, baby. I think you're gonna like it. You can talk to me as we drift away if your back is broke by all your past mistakes. I can tell you some of mine. It's just like holy water on my face, so salt the sprays could have no sweeter taste, and the sand so fine inside my shoes. Oh no, will you come with me to Santa Cruz? Will you come with me to Santa Cruz?
sense in making sense of all those times I came and went, just to come back once again, but not to stay. Well, there's no place that could keep me in, and the locals know me by my grin, cause I'm happy to be back and far away from you. Back in my favorite place. Tried to call on the phone, they hope to remind you, although I think today is not the day. And no one was home, and that door was locked behind you, and it looks like you have started off your day. You started off your day once again, and you're my special friend, and I got no place to go. Try and find a ride. Thank you very much.
So you just heard Santa Cruz by Robbie Peterson, and before that you heard Out on a Seaplane by Wine Tasting. Okay, so June, I have a couple more questions for you, and then we're going to be closing off the show with two more of your songs.
Wow, beautiful.
Yeah, so do you have music making plans for this summer?
Oh, I do. So I'm hoping to come out here to Vancouver and stay over for the summer, and I think me and Robbie are working on something. Oh, yeah.
So mysterious.
We're going to try to just record as much as possible and see what we can do.
Cool.
So
that's
expect
exciting.
Something from wine tasting in the future.
Awesome. I will. All right. Now we're going to go speedy fast, and I'm going to ask you if you think something is overrated or underrated. Ready?
Wow. Okay. Let's go.
Deep dish pizza.
Oh, my God. Underrated.
Okay.
Oh, that stuff is so good.
Going to the theater to watch a movie.
Overrated.
Why?
Don't eat it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you're watching a movie, like, well, you know, this is such a tough question. Because, like, on one hand, I would say, like, support artists and, like, go out and actually, like, pay for your experience. Because, like, that's how we can support the advancement of culture. However, I think movie theaters in general are pretty whack. And, like, I mean, like, $8 for a bottle of water. What? Water falls from the sky. What are you doing? Jeez.
Tumblr.
Overrated.
When you take off your snowboard boots.
Oh, my God. Underrated.
Yeah, that's the best feeling.
Good feeling.
Yerba mate.
Underrated, baby. Love yerba. You know, I honestly, I've been trying to get yerba to sponsor me the entire year, and they haven't responded. So if a yerba mate guayaki representative is listening to this, please, for the love of God, I love your company so much. Like, I will represent you guys whenever. I mean,
That's okay. Yeah. Make sure if you're a yerba mate person, June is ready. He's ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard of mate, like the original Argentinian drink?
Yeah.
Have you ever had it?
I had this like nanny babysitter when I was really young, and she was from Paraguay. Great lady. Her name's Anselma. I called her Nana. Lovely lady. Anyway, she drank mate all the time. You know, she had like the whole like setup.
Yeah.
Back then, my prepubescent mind had no idea what this wonderful beverage was or what the merits were of it. So, but now that I know, oh, I love it.
Yeah.
We'll drink it till I die.
Your birthday.
My birthday? over under.
You're like,
right?
Wait, what are we talking about?
My birthday, honestly, like, overrated. But, like, I will say, like, this birthday coming up is, oh, I probably shouldn't say this, but whatever. It will be very underrated because I turned 19 and I'm so darn excited. Oh, my
That'll
goodness.
Be fun.
I know. But, unfortunately, I'll be back in the States for my 19th.
Oh, you'll have to celebrate when you get back.
I know. I like, as soon as I land in Vancouver, I'm planning on, you know, making a couple trips.
Yeah.
Wink.
All right. We are running out of time. So we have two more songs by you. The first one is Dog Man ZZZ Sheep Man. And the second one is Acid Lamp. Can you give like a 3-second introduction for each of those?
Acid Lamp. I was at Robbie's house and I was looking at this lamp and it was casting this light pattern on the ceiling and it was real cool. So I just I wrote a song dedicated to this light because it was... it was great.
It was your spirit guide.
It was my spirit guide. It was my shrine.
Okay.
And then Dogman Sheepman is talking about like how everyone thinks that humans are not animals, but we're actually animals. You know, we're nothing better. We are beings. We went through evolution. We at some point were not what we are today. Yeah.
Cool. So. I like that. No anthropocentrism.
Ah, that is the word. Beautiful use of
yeah.
Man, great.
Wonderful. All right, so thank you, Beach Boy, for being on my show today.
Merci beaucoup.
Oh, yeah.
For all those French francophones.
Beautiful. And my name is Sarah, and thank you guys for listening to Feeling Sounds. Have a great rest of your week. This is Dogman Sheepman.